Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As we get into the end of October, we have several events coming up that we are hosting or taking part in, and we want to invite you to join us. First of all, our Sci Day Friday celebration is back. We are excited to host Sci Day Friday again as a community celebration to help recognize our relationship with Iowa State University as the research base for many of our programs and resources. And we also are celebrating this year in conjunction with Iowa State University Homecoming. Sci will be here Friday, October 22nd from 2 to 4:30 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. We'll have snacks and goodies here if you'd like to come out, take a photo with Sci, play some fun games as a family, and pick up a little treat while you're here. Again, it's an open house, open to the public. You can find more information about that event on our website or Facebook page. You can also stop by the office and pick up a flyer. That is Friday, October 22nd at 2 p.m. Sci Day Friday is back at the ISU Extension Office. That following Monday, October 25th, we are partnering with the Atlantic High School to host the Cass County Mental Health Symposium. ISU Extension will be there as a partner organization. You're invited to come out anytime between 5 and 6:30 p.m. for a resource fair, and there is a meal and keynote speaker happening at 6:30 p.m. A variety of topics related to mental health and mental wellness. There will be door prizes, meal, and more. You are not required to pre-register unless you are in need of childcare for the event, in which case you can RSVP to the Atlantic High School for information on that. We encourage you to join us at the Atlantic High School Mental Health Symposium, open to anyone in Cass County, on October 25th. That's a Monday at 5 p.m. and the meal and keynote speaker at 6:30. Also coming up later that week on Friday the 29th, we are hosting our babysitting basics class as well. There is registration required for that, and you can find more information on our babysitting class on our website or Facebook page as well. We invite you to join us for all of those events coming up here still in the month of October. Speaking of stress and resources, October is National Work and Family Month. In the United States, this event was established in 2003 by a U.S. Senate resolution and is meant to promote flexible work environments and encourage work-life balance. Danielle Day is a human sciences specialist with ISU Extension, and she wants to remind folks that when you're busy juggling work, family, social life, health goals, and other obligations, balancing these competing areas of your life may seem exhausting or even impossible. We hear the term work-life balance many times, but how many of us can say we've actually taken the opportunity to stop, breathe, and evaluate our own work-life balance goals and how we're doing with those? Stress can certainly be a helper in driving success to a point, but the key to managing that is finding balance. National Work and Family Month is a great time to do a quick self-check of your work-life balance, and Day offers some tips for exploring our work-life balance. We'll highlight a few here, and you can also find this full article, including more resources and details, on the ISU Extension website. First of all, to explore your work-life balance, ask yourself, are your goals realistic? Keep in mind, there's only 24 hours in a day, so be realistic about the workload you can manage while still meeting your personal and professional goals. Another tip is to identify essential tasks and eliminate or reduce the time you spend doing things that are unessential. You may also want to take an electronics break. Technology is great, but many folks feel the need to be always on and readily available to everyone. Schedule some time for yourself and your family where you are unplugged from electronics and unavailable for work that you can focus on hobbies and reconnect with nature. It may be something as simple as a 15-minute break away from the office without a cell phone, a walk, or other downtime during the day. While you're looking at your schedule, make sure you schedule time for yourself. Don't feel the need to schedule every open block of time on the calendar with something. If you have open blocks during your day, it's okay to give yourself permission to use that time to refill your energy bucket by doing an activity you enjoy. You can also take time to get moving. We know being physically healthy helps reduce stress levels, so find some time each day to do something physical. You may also want to embrace flexibility. Establishing new habits takes time, and you may find that a new habit isn't right for you. Make sure that if you're setting goals, they're flexible and you give yourself a little bit of grace. And also, identify your resources and don't be afraid to ask for help, whether that's asking for a flexible work schedule, checking into an employee assistance program if your employer offers one, or reevaluating household duties at home and priorities within your family. You can also turn to helplines, blogs, or other resources available to build up skills that will help you manage your time. We invite you to check out the ISU Extension and Outreach series of publications on how to take charge of stress in our online extension store that'll help you navigate stress at various stages of life, from newly married to new homeowners to new parents to parents of teens and even getting into retirement. Different stresses happen at different stages of life. Individuals seeking stress counseling, legal education, or financial assistance. That hotline is available to call or text. You can also find that information on the website. That number is 800-447-1985. If you would like more information on any of these resources or would like to reread those tips, we invite you to find that article on the Extension website. And if you're looking for some help de-stressing and handling mental health, we invite you again to that Cass County Mental Health Symposium on October 25th at the Atlantic High School. For more information on all of these upcoming programs and resources, check out Extension on our website on the Cass County page or the statewide page. You can follow Cass County Extension on Facebook. Give us a call, 712-243-1132, or stop by 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.